Low-key, don't even think she belongs there. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. My name is Andy Andrews. For those of you who might be new here, welcome. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being back. The pleasure is always mine. As you can see, this week, you're not looking at me. You're looking at my desktop. And I wanted to share how I get ready for my next season, style-wise. I don't just think of it. I don't just come up with it. No. There's levels to this shit, you guys. And what I'm gonna do is I'm going to show you how I create collages to reflect my true life closet. This collage you see here on the right is the one I made in January of 2025. Or I made it for this year. I don't know when I made it, but I made it for my year of 2025. One thing I knew from this collage, I was coming back into myself. This comeback is personal. It's an apology to myself. It's an apology to the lack of self-expression that I was dealing with the past three kind of years. And now that we're in November, I'm turning 30 in 6 months. And that means that we have a lot of mood boarding to do. I have no idea what my style is going to evolve into, but I think we'll have a pretty good idea by the end of this video. So I use Keynote on my Mac if you're an Apple user. If you're a PC, Microsoft, Windows user, I would just use something that would give you a blank canvas. All you need is a blank canvas. I usually like to title my vision board, so I'm gonna do 30 going on 13. And this doesn't have to be the theme of it, it's just something that's reminding me of who I want to be. So now we'll begin to scroll Pinterest and we'll scroll until we see something that inspires us for the next season. Like this photo is actually pretty cool. I love a colored tights moment. Obviously, I'm very spiritual, so I like to put little quotes in there about my horoscope. I did a lot of Halloween Pinteresting, so that's why my Pinterest page looks a little all over the place. But if that's the case, I'm just gonna put fashion in the search bar. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. For me, the funkier the outfit, the more it works. This flare dress boot combo, fire. When you're manifesting your wardrobe, you also have to put in some things that make sense to you right now. Usually you guys are watching me and I have my stack of Vogue magazines on my shelf. So I'm just gonna add this double stack of Vogue magazines to not only manifest more Vogue subscriptions, but to manifest being that girl. And it might take a while for you to even collect 3 or 4 photos. But that's okay. I think the more pickier you are, the better. For example, I'm gonna put this polka dot girl in because those polka dots, one, are fire and her hair is like long to where I might see my hair that long in 6 months. You know, I'm just connecting the dots, literally. I love a skirt and a boot moment, but I think I'm too short for that, so I'm gonna skip that. I'm more of like a fur coat and a boot, but I know that, so we're skipping that. This tie situation on the pant is very cute. I can't tell which era that I'm going in, but I think it's pretty chic-a-deek. Okay, so I'm gonna do this for about maybe, we'll see how much longer. It's 4:15 right now, I'll let you know. Then we'll see what we collected, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, I kind of hit a wall, but that's okay. I think that means that we've got what we're looking for. So now I just make sure that I don't have any photos sitting on top of each other. So now it's about making these photos bigger and taking up the space. Thank you. ended up putting one of those girls with the long skirts and the boots because I have faith in my growth. And even if I grow a couple inches, it will look perfect. This is basically, if you're anything like me, this is the epitome of creating like your real life scene dolls. Except you're the scene doll. What would you like to wear? I have to get me some of these long boots, bro. I don't have them, but I need them. Again, your collage doesn't have to make sense. It just has to inspire you into thinking a little differently. Okay, I have room for a little more. And for that, I'm just gonna go home on my Pinterest page and I'm gonna point out any art that I like this, I'll see you in my dreams. I love that. Just anything that might stand out to me, that might inspire me. Sometimes when you click a photo, it brings so much more different options. And we always need shoe options, don't we? This sock and like thin heel action going on is amazing. Okay, I'm not done yet. Let me finish. I'm not done yet. I have to have a vogue cover somewhere on here. Okay, let's fill the screen. And this is what I came up with. Excuse me. This is what I envision my next 6 months to look like. It's giving patterns. I love it. Very neutral in color. Very dark earth tones with pops of color. It's perfect. Now, if you wanted to go even further and be extra like me, I like to make little stars here. Let's do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's do 7. I'm gonna go with red as one color. It's a little burgundy, but that's fine. I'm gonna go with green. Black as a staple. Let's change that to navy. Not a butter yellow, but a butter squash, maybe. There you go. And there we have our own little color palette. If you wanna go that far, you don't have to. Some of these things I might find in my closet. Of course, they won't be the exact same, but they'll be similar. And some of these I might just have to purchase. But when it comes to purchasing your dream wardrobe, you don't have to drop racks on racks on racks. Instead, go thrifting and check out those racks on racks on racks. Thrifting is something that I really love to do. I just haven't done it in so long. I think because it was just oversaturated with fast fashion. But don't give up on thrift finds. Some of the finds that I've gotten in my closet, I've been so incredibly thankful for the person who gave it away. Sometimes I can't believe somebody would give such a thing away for free, but it finds me, and it's because I've put it on my mood board. You show the universe what you want, and the universe will show you what they got. If you guys have any questions on how to create a vision board, on how to create your next 3 to 6 months wardrobe capsule look, whatever you want to call it, hit me up. All it takes is a little time, a little Pinterest, and a little inspiration. Per usual, thank you so much for listening. If you are listening up until now, I appreciate every single second with you. Don't forget to subscribe or follow the pod so you don't miss out on any future unfashionable moments with me. I love you, and always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off-trend.